scalp
Brasa. That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Biscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
This week we're talking about Mithrigan, the killer robot that looks pretty but she'll fuck your shit up.
And her name is Megan.
Jody, how's your anus?
Singular and tight. Nice. How's yours?
Wishing I had a double.
Nice.
No. It's just...
Avertiness.
It's you people don't understand. And what do you mean, you people? I'm talking about you listening. Jody comes in and he arrives and then he'll come up with this fucking weird concept of some kind, whatever. And it'll just thread itself through all the episodes.
Everything.
Yeah. And this week, for you, we have an idea of two anuses on your body.
Yeah, Ross, that's why they call me Christopher Nolan. I've incepted that idea into your mind, haven't I?
Any chance you can get to bring Christopher Nolan in
Christopher
the conversation.
Nolan.
But yeah, a question for you, the listener. Mm. Would you rather have them vertical or horizontal?
Vertical every day.
No, I went one inside the other. That was my choice. So I can double pump.
The double pump.
Yeah, I can get the double pump.
It's much better than
it's
coming.
Better than coming. Forget the pump. But otherwise, you're okay. Work,
yes.
Work's hectic.
Your work was meat.
Mm.
It was really, really mean.
You were a victim of crime.
A victim of crime, unfortunately. Mm. But things can be replaced for us in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's material, man.
Yeah. Some things can't be replaced.
Mm.
Yeah.
Intellectual property.
No, I mean like some things, like my PlayStation with all my saved. Did you have a console before?
Yeah, a PS1 and a PlayStation.
Yeah, but now do you add a memory card most?
Yes.
Now you lose that memory card.
16 meg.
You fucked. 16 meg, yeah. So before...
Pre-gig.
Before I had a memory card, I used the higher games.
Mm.
And then higher games on the Friday.
You just have to
You just
start.
Leave it on.
You just have to leave it on.
Yeah. There's nothing you can
if
do.
If you
and,
die.
And you have to clock it before you return the game.
To quote Dolph Lundgren... If you die, you die. There's no...
Oh, I thought you were going to go to quote Dolph Lundgren. Not many people know I actually have a doctorate in like... bioengineering or something.
Yeah.
Which is true. Remember, never give up on your dreams.
Never.
Like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
How did we get there? It
no
matters
idea.
Not, but let's get into... Not the news.
Special episode this week.
Let's get not into the news. Let's get into something that Jody and I are looking forward to this year. But we're still going to play the news theme because that's the only one we got.
We don't have an anticipation.
Yeah, so you're back.
Our news and shorts.
Now, we're going to run through some of the upcoming movies for 2023. Some of them on paper.
Mm.
On paper, Jody.
Yeah. I mean, all of this is on paper. It's not like we've seen our most anticipated movies.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know when you see like, yo, this is, I now read that this movie's coming out, you know it's going to be cut.
Yes.
Some of these are befucked. They sound befucked.
Yes. And some of them are just continuations of franchises that we know are befuck and we need to see where they are going.
Oh, where? So let's start with Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
Knock at the Cabin. This is his return to form, allegedly.
Apparently.
I wonder what twist is going to be in there.
I hope none, because it is based on a book. So
no, but okay, listen to this twist. Because Batista's in it.
Yes.
And at the end, Batista pulls off his face, and it's actually John Cena.
Who pulls off his face, and it's Dwayne.
Stone Cold, you know. Oh, okay. Who pulls off his face.
It's Stone Cold.
And it's Chris Benoit.
Oh, my God.
And he kills the whole family.
Yeah. That took a morbid turn.
It's too soon, Jody. It's not 2008.
Did not think we would get there.
But, okay, we need a rating system.
It's either Kwai or Nai for whether we're excited about it. Simple.
I love it.
Yeah.
So this is a Kwai for me?
It's a Kwai for me too. Yeah. Apparently.
Okay, I thought you were going to add to it and be like, I am weary.
No.
I have some trepidation.
No. You choose a simple system to give a simple answer.
Yeah, that is verskrikkelijk great.
Yeah.
Great. I love how they can speak like a full sentence in Afrikaans and great. Great. Yeah, this boy great.
Yeah.
Yeah, find it. Yeah, boy nice.
In great, don't translate to English.
Yeah, this Afrikaans is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. This G, R,
I,
A,
T, U, T.
Great.
We have an Afrikaans friend here.
Yeah, it is. Alton, how do you spell great?
In Afrikaans.
Okay, his beak is full of dagwood.
Was that dagwood or dadwood?
Look, I don't judge, first of all. So he's got some dadwood. Next one, Magic Mike's Last Dance. I don't pause for no one. It's 2023. You don't have to pause no more. Magic Mike's Last Dance.
The trilogy that I don't think anyone was expecting.
People are so weird about this film. Guys especially.
Yeah.
Who'll be like, no, it's men stripping a corn. Gay. No, that's gay.
Are you gay?
These are good movies. Mm. And it's like the characters, the story, you really give a shit about it. Mm. It just happens to be in the male stripper universe.
Yeah.
This is also a cry for me.
It's a quiet. Go out there and enjoy the movie.
Mm, learn some moves too.
It's Channing Tatum's life.
It's true. Based on our lives.
Yeah.
When Jody and I used
to. Lesser known.
Yeah.
It might not look good now.
Mm, we were a very niche market.
Double joint under the <Yeah. Eddie>.
We smell like a D-beat. From
Tiger Bomb.
When we used to rush back in the day.
That pot.
Whoa, how big a pot of Tiger Bomb?
Pot of Tiger Bomb.
No, I only used to have the small ones like
not
that.
Not the size of the where it's going. Oh. The size of the pot.
Next up, Cocaine Bear. This is the story of a bear on cocaine that just terrorizes a little town.
This is
based on a true story. But I mean, the trailer, it's going to be a bit ridiculous.
Yes. And this is directed by, what's that lady's name?
Elizabeth Banks.
Yes. Mm. Who got a lot of shit for Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, but that was a bad film.
Yeah, not that great. I didn't think it was terrible. But
it was not good.
And yeah, this is a true story.
But this telling of the story is not true. I think it's going to be... It looks hyper-violent. There's comedy involved.
Hijinks will ensue.
Oh, wait. And I mean, a bear on cocaine. Who doesn't want to see that shit?
This is like, I just watch it at home. I'm not get super excited about it.
Maybe we should watch it on cocaine.
That would help. To get the bear's perspective.
100%. You know? Just to relate to the character.
And record on cocaine.
Look, I heard it's an Oscar-worthy performance from the bear.
And Kerry Russell.
So we'll see. That's a quiet for me too.
Okay.
Ooh, a lot of quiets coming out.
So much quiet.
Next on the list, we have Creed 3. Mm. Creed again. More Creed. Creed.
Creeder.
Creedist. Creedy.
Creed.
Which could be, this could be a cash grab. But Michael Boskobel Jordan's directorial debut.
Michael Boxing.
Jordan. Oh, he's the B for Boxing now. Okay, that makes more perfect sense. But not in Space Jam 2, more Space Jam.
Yeah.
So, Creed 3, you've got the addition of the muscles Majors. From wherever he's from.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors looks...
Fucking hell.
Oh, natty as all hell.
He looks fucking Photoshopped, man. There's muscles on top of his muscles. Yeah. He's huge. And I mean, already, Michael Boxing Jordan is big.
Mm. And Jonathan Majors is bigger, movie.
But he's an ex-con, ex-best friend.
Yeah, it's interesting. The trailer actually was quite cool. It got me quite hyped for this movie because I didn't know where they would take the story.
No.
There were rumors that they were going to have B.A. Baracus's lighty taking on the daughters. And I was like, guys, nah, man. You can't just go through all the old Rocky shit.
Lil Baracus.
Yeah, Lil B.
No B.
They managed to make Baby Drago work.
Mm.
How to Train Your Drago.
Yeah.
That worked fine.
Yeah.
But you can't just keep going down that line.
You can.
Because then you have to eventually get to Rocky V.
Yeah.
You have to redeem fight that.
Rocky V is the guy he was training.
Yes. Tommy Gunn.
Yes. Yeah. Lil Gunn. Yeah.
BB Gunn. No redeeming that shit.
Listen, we must stop giving Hollywood ideas.
Because they're going to take
this. No, because they don't pay us. So it's a quiet for Creed 3?
Mm, very much a quiet.
Oh, where's that? Scream Vi.
Six.
Six, sorry. Sorry, I thought it was a
hashtag, not my scream.
I thought it was Latin. No, but I like this. I like this.
I don't like the reason behind this.
Why? It makes sense.
Paying Nev what she's worth.
Oh, sure.
Don't write her out because she's asking for money because she's the face of the fucking franchise.
I'm talking about the concept of the film, though.
Okay. Which is them in New York.
And yes, but then someone, they like have obsession with this character and yeah. having like all the costumes and yeah. the memorabilia and all that jazz.
And you saw the tease that of who's coming back.
Mm.
Steve.
Wait, how is he back? I thought that...
Because he didn't die on screen. He was stabbed in... You know, stab. He was stabbed. And then he was just like, I'm really fucking bleeding.
Wait, not is, the this, last is one. This Shaggy, the guy that plays Shaggy?
Yes. Oh. From the very first screen.
Yeah, okay. And he was part of the men.
He was one,
ghost,
half,
one of the ghost face. Yes. So is he back as
even
the...
Even Stephen Dorff was ghost face.
Stephen Dorff?
Dorff.
Oh.
It's like I have a brow, couldn't say AWOL.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brew, go AWOL. See, these bad references write themselves.
It's right there. Okay, so he's back and he's bad.
Well, that's the theory, is that he will be Ghostface.
Mm.
In the last movie, I actually thought it was going to be him because they also hyped him up. And the twins in that movie are the niece and nephew or something like that.
Niece Campbell.
Yeah. In any case, rumors are that Stu might be the bad guy.
Check this out.
Ah.
Killer's revealed. He bluffs his mask and it's Ghostface Killer from the Wu-Tang Clan.
I thought you were going to say it's John Cena.
No.
I would have been down for that.
No, I'm talking layers here. Conceptual.
Okay, next layer.
And he's like, yo, what's up? Yeah, I will fucking stab your ass, bitch. Killer bees, Wu-Tang forever. Yeah, and then the movie ends.
Okay, bold. It's a bold
thing. Original.
So there's only one of him.
Well, he's Ghostface Killer. He's the one Ghostface Killer.
True.
You know what I mean? I'm Supreme Clientele.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
You see how hip hop just makes it. You are down. Look at you made the W.
I'm down.
Gangster. Killer Bees, baby.
I'm
woo. Woo. Anyway. Okay. April 5th, we got. Oh, I haven't been saying dates, so this means fuck all.
I got something from March. 65, Adam Driver's sci-fi
movie. Oh, the sci-fi. So this isn't all the movies, this link that you
there
put
there. There are multiple links that I put up here. Which one are you on?
Ringer.
Okay, I gave you like four links.
Yeah, but why can't you give me one link to rule them all?
Because I don't know which one's the best. So I gave you options, fool.
All right.
If you just skipped to April, you wouldn't have a John Wick either.
Oh, shit, a brick broken.
Sit a brick.
Oh, in Feb we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah, which we are going to be watching with...
Lisa Cakesicles. That's your name now. Forever. Yeah, we're going to be watching it with her. We do watch movies with fans or friends, as they've come to know, because they are brasa. But only if you pay. So. Yeah.
Small requirement.
Yeah.
Dang. It's the free movie tickets we've yearned for.
Yeah. And I mean, how we get there is not important. So I am excited for Ant-Man because they say this is the one that's going to change things up in the universe, like, and give context for everything.
Yeah, this is supposed to be kind of like the Winter Soldier film for this phase, I think, because it's setting up. Kang is the new big bad for Marvel.
And Robert Redford's coming back. No, he's not.
He's been lying there and playing dead since.
Yeah, Kang's the big, big, big bad. I think we're going to see how powerful he is in this film.
Because this is he who has...
What? No name.
Yeah.
Must not be named.
Yes, it's Voldemort.
Yeah.
This is the worst version of Kang. Yeah,
this is Ralph Fiennes.
Yes.
With no nose.
Okay.
Because he has no nose. You haven't seen Harry Potter?
I have watched all of the Harry Potters.
Oh, you haven't read the books?
I have read all the books.
Oh.
I did that out of
love.
But
you still don't like it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, write to us and tell us what you think of Jody not liking Harry Potter. But yeah, I get what you're saying. He, at the end of the universe,
yes.
Kang the Conqueror. Yes. And then John Wick 4, more John Wick. Scope and Dorna.
Yes. So John Wick 4 is the one with Donnie Yen, which you and I are both super hyped about.
Donnie Yen, my bro.
We still don't know whether Donnie Yen is a friend or foe in this movie.
He's going to be foe. They're going to fight with swords and guns. Gun swords.
Yeah. I think that was so dope. So, yeah.
I love gun swords.
Yeah. Look, John Wick 3 was a bit of a type of inequality for me.
I won't disagree with you there.
I'm hoping that this is taking us back in the right direction. Because they are talking about sequel upon sequel for this franchise.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, it's a John Wick 6.
They will milk the weak tit.
Okay, so that was March.
We started.
No, there's
March.
180 for Brady.
Oh, yeah, the movie was this older woman.
Yeah, so it's Jane Fonda. You have Sally Field. Anyway, it's old women. They travel to see Tom Brady on the field. Hijinks ensue, I assume. Yes. I think this might be the cute, heartwarming sports comedy that we've been waiting for, Jody.
Yeah.
I'm going to say quiet for that. And okay. I'm also going to say...
You do like out of left field.
I do.
Little sweet comedy, don't you?
I do like a sweet comedy. Let's bring it back to 65, what you were bringing up. Adam Driver fights dinosaurs with space weapons.
Yeah, the trailer came out with us recently.
Pew, 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 pew.
Bananas.
It looks lekker.
Looks like a fun movie. Is that coming out cinema or is that a streaming film?
It's a cinema streaming.
Okay, cool.
I think they live stream it from the cinema. So I actually, we were talking about the franchises and stuff last night, and I was like, Jurassic World needs to die.
Yeah.
Dead.
Just
let it
just
go.
Just don't.
But then you can use dinosaurs in new ways. Yes. Like this,
like
instance,
this, yeah,
which is fucking giving me vibes from that other game, Turok, Turok Dinosaur Hunter, space weapons and dinosaurs, baby.
Cannot go wrong.
Can't go wrong. And Adam Driver. Every day I wake up and I wish you were dead.
That line just naturally fits into any conversation.
It does. Shazam, Fury of the Gods. I feel like this is a nigh for you.
I feel like it's a nigh. If I had to guess.
I mean, an educated guess. Yeah. I would say this is a nigh for you.
Yeah. You're super excited about how buff Zachary Levi is for this movie.
That is untrue. All Jody said was he looks less padded. And I'm like, yeah, he is less padded because he's more
muscle. Because my boy
muscle.
Got buff.
He had to get buff.
Yeah, but your words to me were, because my boy got buff.
That's, you know what? I'll give this to you. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. That's verbatim.
My boy
My boy had to get buff. Yeah. Because, I mean, if we were setting up Black Adams.
Which we never were, man.
He had to get buff to take on, you know, that rock. Yeah. So, yeah, this one, I can't say fully quiet for this. We got Ari Aster. Are you a fan of Ari Aster?
Not. Super big.
Hereditary was great.
And
Midsommar was great.
And Jumanji. He's the young lead in Jumanji. The nerdy guy.
Ari Aster.
I think so.
The director.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the actor now.
Jody, you're embarrassing us.
Sorry. I don't know if I'm an Ari Aster fan.
Hereditary?
And Midsommar? Bo is Afraid is his new movie.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Jody?
I do not know
what we're talking about.
To be fair, I have not watched any of his movies.
This is a shock. Yo!
Yeah, I'm not like Hereditary. I heard about how graphic some of the shit is in there.
No, man, don't. It's not even that graphic.
Okay. That's your view.
That is my view. And I hate horror movies.
I know. And you've seen all of these.
They're very good.
Midsommar, I've heard good things about
it. Oh, Midsommar's amazing.
Flurry Pew.
Yeah, Flow Poo.
Flow Poo. You know when you have weak tea before you take a dump.
Yeah, you'd have a flow pool. It doesn't have enough caffeine. Bo is Afraid. This looks hella weird. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
but
the trailer just came out and it's a bit intense.
It's like you and your chick at a festival. Fucking intense.
Exactly like that.
But Abby and I won't do that because we don't like dirt, man.
You guys will get a chalet at the festival.
Yes, we will. With blusions.
And electric.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
Hyped. Super hyped.
I am also.
The trailer for this looks so good. They're talking about like be honoring the
lore of Jungans and Dungans.
Yeah. Are you a D&D?
I am not a D&D. I like double Ds. What? Chits, boof, chits.
It's a tit joke.
Yeah, boobies in your mouth. What? It's equality. No, I just saw D and D, and I've made the connection with double D. Look, it's low hanging fruit, but those are the easiest to pick.
Someone's got to pick it.
It's the easiest to pick. I think everyone looks great in this film. I love the premise of it, and I just hope it delivers. That's it.
Yeah, quiet I think it will. Quiet.
There's another movie in April, and it's about an Italian plumber.
He just wants some spaghetti.
Yeah, he wants spaghetti.
With some mushrooms.
A little gabagool.
With some mushrooms.
Did you hear that version of the Sopranos theme song where the guy just sings, "Woke up this morning, got some gabagool. I woke up this morning and I got some gabagool.
I haven't.
I woke up this morning and I got some gabagool." It's the best. I wanted it as a ringtone because I love gabagool.
Did you know that Charlie Day is playing Luigi?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
But I'm most excited for Jack Black as Bowser.
I mean, Jack Black's going to kill.
Yeah, Jack Black always kills.
Did he not retire? I thought...
He doesn't have to retire. He keeps bringing us joy. You shut up. Don't put that juju out there.
I'll bring it back.
He brings us joy.
I won't dive.
He can only retire after Nacho Libre 2.
School of Rock.
School of Rock 2. University of Rock.
Yeah. High School of
Rock. Rock University.
High School of Rock.
Okay. You just want... Okay. It's fine. I just thought that the kids are... Oh, anyway. But
elevated.
Is.
That means we get two more movies. High School of Rock.
And then Rock University. Yeah. Okay, I'm down. I'm down. But then he can't retire.
Get all those kids to come back to the High School of Rock.
Evil Dead Rise? Are you a fan? Are you anticipating
that? I did not see the Fede Alvarez remake.
Okay.
Which apparently was like really, really good. I love the originals though.
Yeah.
And Sam Raimi and everyone's on board with the series. But this one's set in an apartment vibe. It's a whole new space. So interesting
thing. Millennial.
Millennial.
Yeah, can't afford to buy.
So they're renting. Rent controlled apartment.
Yes. Well, hopefully. That's the sweet spot. Yeah, I don't care about this because I'm not a huge fan. But if it's good and if I can't ignore it, I'll watch it.
You always do.
That's true.
Do you know what Jenna's barometer is for horror movies now?
What, me?
Has Ross watched it? If Ross got through it, she believes she can too. That's a barometer. She literally asked me, has Ross watched this?
That's a slippery slope because I can watch fucked up shit.
I told her. I explained that this is not the scale that makes sense.
Yeah, I can watch fucked up shit. It's the spook stories and the jump scares that get me.
Yeah.
But I can watch, like I keep saying, I can watch a baby explode.
Did you jump for the other day? Twice.
For Megan. It's loud, man. And then in April, we have Renfield, Nicolas Cage, and...
Did you see the trailer?
I did see the trailer.
Nicolas Cage and Nicolas
very
Holt.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Two necks swinging dicks.
It looks almost like, what's the series, Taika series? What we do in the shadows.
Yeah, what we do in the shadows, yeah.
Strong vibes of that.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage playing Dracula and...
Nicolas Holt is Renfield.
Renfield, he's
familiar.
But he's familiar. No, he's not a... He's more than a... He's like a...
Next level.
Like an ego vibe.
Yeah, because he's got powers also.
He's got powers, yeah, which he uses for good sometimes, I guess.
The trailer looks hilarious.
It does. I think this one's going to be fun. I hope Nick Cage has another stellar year. You know he's going to have some bad ones.
Yeah.
But I hope he has enough good ones.
I think generally that's what he aims for.
Yeah, that's what you want. Variety and quality.
That's all he needs.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
So excited.
Yeah, this looks sad as shit, my bro.
But this is probably the superhero movie I'm most looking forward to this year.
Is it not Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse?
It's tight.
Ooh, that's tight.
It's tight.
Tight like two anuses.
Look,
it's probably for me as well. I think Guardians looks like it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like the greatest Spider-Man movie ever made sequel.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
between
no
those two, those are both quite anticipation.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Do you see James Gunn has already, he said that he'll probably get all the Guardians cast to come over to DC at some point.
Yeah, but he does that.
Yeah, he works with people.
Yeah, that's fine.
Once you're part of the James Gunn squad,
yeah,
you're part of the squad for life.
Shooting the shit. We have Fast X, vehicle identification numbers sequel to the famous Fast franchise nine times.
No idea where this is going.
No, I didn't. It's sometimes you start a sentence and you
hope that you'll
land amongst the stars.
It's an exciting journey though.
But Fast X, $340 million.
Look, James Cameron said he needed to like get to number four, number five ever with his Avatar.
Well, sequel, he's number five now.
Yeah. Number four.
Oh my God.
It overtook Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
Wow.
So he's done it. Who's to say vehicle identification number can't?
Jody, serious?
If there's anyone that I would back in my life, it's not Vin Diesel.
Serious question. are we gonna have to watch Avatar?
I think so. Unfortunately for me, I think it only makes sense. But we need a 3D TV.
Spencer's got one.
Cool. Ask Spencer, we can watch it back.
But you only got one goggle.
Now we can share it.
I'm joking.
Wait, bro, move over.
Fucking face to face. We watched the whole movie, all 3 hours of it. Yeah, Fast X, I don't know, whatever.
Look, we are this far in.
No, there's no way we're going to tap out. We can't tap out. We have to see them all. We have to love them
so
all.
We are so deep into the family right
okay,
now.
Okay, we have Book Club 2, the next chapter.
Where are you now, my friend? Where are we now?
I don't know. I see it here. I didn't even know there was Book Club 1.
I don't know what list you are.
Then we have Champions with Woody Harrelson.
That film looks a bit weird.
He's a coach that gets fired and then arrested.
Yeah.
And his community service involves coaching a team of developmentally disabled adults.
And it's him and Bobby Farrelly.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Ross.
This sounds like it should have been made in the 2000s.
Yes. Early 2000s.
Look.
Pre-05.
If they are not the butt of the joke, it will work.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
I don't think they'll resist. That's the thing. When you make these movies, people tend to go for, like we said earlier, lowest hanging fruit. Also, Woody Harrelson, he loves a good basketball movie. Eh?
Look, I love a good basketball movie.
He's been in quite a few now.
Because he can jump.
Yeah.
Duh.
Woody can play.
Look, the story is he was actually better than Wesley Snipes when they were filming the film. So the fact that you see the Farrelly brothers.
It's only one of them. It's not both.
It only takes one of them.
I don't even know who's the good one.
I'm not here for that. I think I'm not here for that. I'll check the reviews.
Like you said, it really sounds like this should have come out like early 2000s.
But if they don't punch down, it could work.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers and balls crossed. The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Hailey Bailey and Jonah Hawking and Melissa McCarthy.
What's that second person?
Jonah Hawking.
Oh.
Jonah Howard King.
I have no idea who that is.
It's the second bowl.
Cool.
Javier Bardem.
Okay.
David Diggs.
I think Javier Bardem is, what's his face in here? Well, it's a trident.
Is it?
Yeah, the underwater duty. Ariel's father.
And David Diggs? Is he the prince?
He's probably Sebastian's voice.
Oh, yes, he is, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
He's from the Caribbean.
Yeah. We said not long ago, Melissa McCarthy. You're going to come down. You're going down the slippery slope.
Okay.
Have a sip of water.
Why would Awkwafina not change her name to Awkwafina?
Probably is.
You know she likes to appropriate culture. Mm. I hope they don't sing too much, but they're going to now.
In the live action adaptations, they don't actually do.
Yeah, but she sings
that
song
much
already.
Singing. Well, she has to sing the main songs.
Somewhere up there. I just don't want too much, man.
Mm.
You know?
Under the sea. You have to have that.
Everything's better. Down where it's wetter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Transformers, the Beast of the Nation.
Yeah. Beast Wars came out recently, the trailer, and they're not
Are you fine with it?
They're not replacing, like we thought initially,
yeah.
that they were going to have the animal versions of the characters.
Yeah.
The originals are all there.
Yeah, yeah.
Optimus is a smaller truck.
Mm.
Bumblebee is still a bumble. And there's just animals added to that.
Yeah.
There are more primes.
Yeah, there's a few primes.
More primes, more sequels.
Which, mathematically, that makes sense. There's more than one prime.
I will say this. The trailer looked okay. So,
look, Jody, I think we're just going to go, man.
We're going to go. The trailer seemed okay.
Yeah, Transformers. Pixar's new one. Elemental.
Yes, heard good things about Elemental.
It's about fire, water, wind. Earth, heart, go Pixar.
By your powers combined.
I am Disney
Captain Pixar.
Hey guys, it's me, Mickey.
That's the light.
Give me your fucking money.
Yo, we're gonna be sued so many times.
Fuck that mouse, man. Yeah, I don't care so much about this. I'm probably until it gets closer to the time. Yeah.
So listen, you skipped out Spider-Man. We did talk about it.
No, that's a quiet. That's that fully was, quiet. I'm happy for it. All the cast members, everything. I just want to watch it now. Yes. I just want to watch it.
No Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
Spider-Man Noir's not coming back.
He's busy. It's fine. They can. That's the cool thing about the Spider-Verse.
They just didn't invite him.
They can always bring him back.
He was waiting, and they just didn't invite him. Which I think was really mean. Sad. Yeah, I think that was really sad.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Again, the trailer looked good for this. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is in there.
A little bit of course correction, yeah, Jared?
Slightly. Mm. Although there are rumors that they're going to double down
on the aliens.
On the crystal skull. Because why wouldn't you double down on aliens, Ross? Why wouldn't you?
I think it's Spielberg. I think Spielberg is like, no, you just didn't get it. I'm telling you, this will work.
This is what the story that needed to be told. Look, we've got Mads
Harrison
Mikkelsen.
Ford is 80 years old.
Yes, fuck. 80 years old. Also, we have Mads Mikkelsen in here. We've got Antonio Banderas.
Mm.
John Rhys Davies comes back.
Okay.
I don't know how old he is. Because if Harrison Ford is 80, he must be damn close to 80 as
Where's
well.
Where's Kiwi Kwan?
He said he's ready. They didn't ask him to come back.
Next one.
Yo, Harrison Ford at 87.
They can call it Indiana Jones Legacy, and he comes back and takes over from Indiana Jones.
Because the very first time that Indy tries to do the whip, breaks every bone in his arm.
Yeah, because...
not enough calcium.
No, he didn't do the nay-nay afterwards.
Osteoporosis.
Because first you whip, and then you nay-nay. That's the problem. And he just whipped.
Just whipped. Fucking his whole idiot. Life, never nay-nay.
Never nay-nay'd. Kagi, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Before that, you missed out on Abby's most exciting movie for
Oh,
this
shit. Womb Raider 2.
June 23.
Oh.
Abby only really likes the first Womb Raider.
That's true. But I mean, I heard the sequel's not as strong. But
no. Abby's favorite film for this year, The Flash, coming out June 23.
Oh, I didn't know we were being sarcastic. Yeah, The Flash.
Womb Raider was the serious one.
Yes, Womb Raider 2. More womb.
Mm.
I don't care about this until it comes out. And even when it comes out, I don't know.
It's still not going to care.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck that one. That's a nah for me, dog.
Yeah.
Extraction 2.
I guess, okay. I mean, it's on Netflix.
I hope they have a better story because the action was solid, but the story was trash.
I think they really are just going to lean more into the action. Like, much more into the action.
Yeah, I think that's the key, though.
So, I'm expecting less story, more action.
Yeah.
That's it.
Less story, more action. That's all you want from life, actually.
But you were saying Dead Reckoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Top Gun Maverick.
But
in spies.
Yeah, in spies. It's Top Gun in spies.
Yeah, no. But it's amazing how that franchise has come, how far that franchise has come. Yes.
Considering where it started and what it's become.
It started
now.
From the bottom and now it's here.
It's here.
Yes, it's classic. Ooh, is that a bone I see, Jody? Because Oppenheimer is coming out this year.
Listen, first of all, in the land of the blind... the one-eyed man is king.
I don't know what that means right now for this context.
The boner is a one-eyed...
Oh, I see. Okay, got you.
King.
But I'm going.
My excitement is good.
I really don't care about the story. I don't care about this film. I think he needs to do something I'm interested in.
I'm waiting to see how he fucks around with time in this one.
He can't. It's a historical film.
He's going to find out.
He didn't do it in Dingus.
You know that army movie that he did?
Yeah, the war one.
Yeah. He did fuck around with time.
Oh, is it?
Because he filmed the movie from three different perspectives, each one playing out in, like, one of them was real time, one of them was over, like, 2 days, and one of them was over a week. But it all happens in the space of the movie, so that it all synchronizes with the same ending.
Sprans lost in his own source.
Can always fuck around with time.
No, he's lost in his own source, Jody. He's lost in his own source. Jody's he's inside that grave.
He and I are bathing. Our bodies glistening.
Yes.
You know why our bodies are glistening? Because that sauce is at just the right level of, what you call that, Russ? The texture of the sauce.
Mm, the consistency.
When it coats, the spoon, that's where we are.
Gross. I really don't care about this. I think he must go. I don't know. I don't know what I want from him, actually.
You skipped out Barbie.
I was building up to Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Because that one I am excited for.
Yes.
Barbie looks like it's going to be a blast. And we're going to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not dress up again.
It's Barbie. Well, why did you guys dress up for?
We went to a Barbie themed birthday party.
Oh, okay.
We were nighttime Barbie again.
Pajamas.
Yeah, silk.
Nice.
Well, it was polyester, but.
Nicer.
Silk-esque.
Polyester's underrated in comparison with silk. Same texture, same feel.
More heat.
Traction of the cost.
More flammable. So,
only
so
if you build up friction.
Greta Gerwig directed, Margot Robbie starring, fucking Ryan Gosling just being a silly goose.
I think this is Simu Liu.
Well, don't care so much about them. No, but I think this is going to be amazing. If it's not amazing, then I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, but we're excited.
Then we have the Marvels.
Yeah, I'm not.
So oh yeah, I forgot excited. You don't like female superheroes.
You know, and you know this one's diverse, eh?
Yeah.
They've got all the colors.
Yeah, you don't like female diverse superheroes.
Yeah.
I know why you're not excited. I get it. I do get it.
Miss Marvel, I'm interested to see how she interacts with her hero in this movie.
Captain.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Spondy Sailor. Captain Sayers Mayna. Stop. If we sing more, we have to pay. Yeah, that was close.
He would.
Kurt Darren would. He's performing
at Stellenbosch.
No, yeah. He's performing in the park.
The lobby.
No, the park.
Oh, dear.
Concert.
Yeah.
Not dear. The wall.
Yes. And Captain will play.
If he doesn't play Captain,
I'd be bitterly disappointed. Whole drive I'm listening to Captain.
Captain! So that, yeah, you said you're not dingus.
I think that's. I'm still excited to see where the story goes, but I'm not that excited about this film.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with some fast ones.
Quick.
Blue Beetle.
Yes.
Also, yes. Mm. The Nun 2. No. Oh, sorry, The Nun 2.
there's a joke waiting to be made.
Not gonna make it.
Not the sequel
quick
of Jim.
Quick reactions.
No.
I fucking tried to stop you. You fucker. Kraven the Hunter.
Yes.
Okay. That's a no for me, dog. Exorcist.
I don't even want to know what they're gonna do, so no.
Wow. Pain Hustlers.
I have no idea what that is.
Neither do I. Okay, this one I think requires a little tete-a-tete. June 2, part 2.
June 2?
Yeah. I didn't June even two mean for that. June 2, part 2.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed the first one.
Top excitement.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, we saw that at the cinema. This one, IMAX again, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
You need to take it to the IMAX.
Mm-hmm. Take it to the max.
Take it to the IMAX. There's a lot of like small movies, but the Taika Waititi going back to his own sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Next goal wins.
Yeah.
He's doing a sports comedy.
Based on the documentary series about the Samoan football team.
Yeah, the Samoan football team. All Black Balls.
No.
Oh.
This is the Samoan football team. This is the Rocks.
They called the All Black Balls.
The New Zealand soccer team is called the All Black Bulls.
Oh, they're from Samoa.
Yeah, Samoa. So this is the Rocks people. The Samoans.
Well, is it though? I know his heritage, but like he's not actually from Samoa.
He's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Calm down for this.
Yeah,
one.
When he really cares about the story, it's going to be quiet. I think this movie is going to be just. It's going to be a return to form
and coming at the right time for him, like a more intimate story, smaller scale.
Intimate story. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Nope.
That's a no from me, dog.
Nope.
The Killer, I really enjoy that comic. It's David Fincher directed and it's starring Michael Fassbender.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about an assassin that is like, ooh, has a conscious fucking thing. David Fincher, anything he does, I mean, your favorite series of the Mind Hunters. Yeah. I don't know why they canceled that shit.
I was going to say, either going to really get it or really not.
Mm. So Adam Driver is playing another Italian legend, Enzo Ferrari. It's not House of a Cookie, it's a House of Ferrari. he's gonna do that. I don't know what it is with him and fucking Italian
He's got the accent icons. Down.
He does have the icon down. Him and Jared Leto. Wonka.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Do you give a shit about this?
Eating chocolate as opposed to people, for sure.
More like wanker. And we said that we need a camera just for her reaction. But yeah, I don't care about that so much. Because like, what the fuck, man? Whoa, are they remaking The Color Purple?
Apparently. And you see, it's got like famous people in it.
You see. Is Oprah back?
No, she probably is producing. But Danelle Brooks, Hal Bailey, who's in Little Mermaid, and Fantasia Brino, former Idol winner, and Taraji P. Henson in there, and Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, my word. Iron Eagle himself.
The Iron Eagle.
Shit. Bring that bra brack.
Bring
the bra brack. Yeah, bring the bra brack. Your favorite, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Rebel Moon.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's no for me. I want. What's the runtime of this?
Probably 5 days.
Yeah, I'm sure you can cut that down.
What aspect ratio?
Just get. Well, whatever.
Vertical.
The integrity it's gonna be a of the foam.
He's going to flip it from 4-3-3-4.
It is in space. You never know.
Gotta keep it tight.
Speaking of Zack Snyder verse, Aquaman The Lost Kingdom.
Yeah, apparently Jason Momoa is quite excited. So
My man.
No.
That's why I am actually excited.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Legally Blonde 3.
Oh yes, that is being made.
Abby, did you know that? No. Legally Blonde 3. Nice. Okay, yeah. So this is your first one. It's being made. Oh, it's made. It's going to be released this year. You know they killed an actress? Reese.
With a spoon.
I don't know why I ate it with you.
And then one that is a lot of people are waiting for, Killers of the Flower Moon. That's Scorsese's new one.
Yeah, with
Leonardo, never over 25, DiCaprio.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, she'll be too old.
No, but he's with a 27-year-old now. He's growing as a person.
I'm about to upgrade, though.
That bitch is getting long in the tooth.
As soon as they start talking about life policies.
Look, there's a whole lot we missed, but I don't care about it. Those are some of the ones that we're excited for. I think it's going to be another good year for movies, and I can't wait for, you know, those Oscar ones that just creep up on you that you don't know that's coming.
That's true. And what we can do, put this shit on TikTok, tell people to stitch it and tell us what they are excited about, Ross.
Okay, so more work for Ross.
Content. Content is king.
More work for Ross is what I heard. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but Jody and I look fly as hell. Why do we look so fly, Jody?
Because this episode has been sponsored by 857 Apparel.
No, it's just 857.
857.
He told you there.
But it's apparel.
Yeah. This is a real ad.
It's actual ad.
Yeah, I mean, we're all about supporting local creatives, artists, designers, anyone that we know has something to say. And 857 as a brand has something to say. Started in Makassar, now we You can read more about his journey, what he's about, and what the label's about. You can find them. Where can you find them, Jody?
Find them on Instagram, 857 Inc. And you can also get all the links to where you can purchase 857 clothing.
And where? It's streetwear for the streets.
That's a very particular market.
But I mean, we've been wearing 857 for a long time. You've seen it in the clips, you've seen it whatever. And
the few times we've guessed on other podcasts, we've
also worn 857 because it's comfortable, it's pure cotton.
And it's close to our hearts.
And pure soul. 857. Gedachte for your mach.
You.
It's not.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are reviewing M3GAN, directed by Gerard Johnston. M3GAN is a marvel of artificial intelligence, a lifelike doll that's programmed to be a child's greatest companion and a parent's greatest ally. Designed by Gemma, a brilliant roboticist, Megan can listen, watch, and learn as it plays the role of friend and teacher, playmate and protector. When Gemma becomes unexpected caretaker of her 8-year-old niece, she decides to give the girl a Megan prototype and the decisions that lead to unimaginable consequences.
Yo.
I was going with M3GAN until then.
Yeah, they do call her Megan.
And it is Megan.
Megan stands for...
something third generation Android.
Nice.
Yeah. In any case, this film stars Alison Williams, Jenna Davis, and Violet McGraw. And the story is by James Wan and Akilah Cooper and directed by Gerard Johnston, as I've said.
Yeah, Gerard Johnston. Yeah, Jody, did you see the marketing for this film?
No, I just saw all the hype as soon as it was released. I did not see any marketing.
Yo, the marketing was amazing. They had dancers and at different events and different spots like around the US and stuff.
Wow.
Dressed as Megan, just turn up. They released these clips of the film of Megan dancing and stuff and her being sassy and that kind of got viral and stuff. So it really like snowballed into this thing that the movie actually did really well at the box office.
Yeah, it was very, very successful. Again, Blumhouse knows their shit. They have some duds in between, but most of the movies that they release do pretty damn well on like low budgets.
Yeah, I mean, that's their thing, isn't it? They identify like low budget projects and then they make money from them.
Yeah.
That's a business.
That's a great business.
Capitalism 101. This is like Chucky for a new generation, if you think about it.
Very, very much so.
Chucky-esque.
Chucky walked some M3GAN.
Yeah, 100%.
Literally, Chucky can't run.
Yeah, he can't. He's super tight. Short legs.
Animatronics didn't exist at that time. But very much, for those of us who grew up watching Chucky, this movie will give you strong, strong flashbacks to those original movies.
Yeah. I've always had a bad... like, dolls can be creepy.
They are creepy.
Yeah, they are. Especially if they're bald.
Yeah.
Don't tell Vin Diesel that. But
because his doll is just about to come out.
But this... I think the design of the robot itself, or the android, is so well done because she can look really cute until she, like, moves.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That uncanny valley is like the perfect spot.
But that's where having an actual person in the like who was actually doing all the movements. Stuff really helps, because that subtle things that you couldn't have done with animatronics, I think, was really good.
Well, the movie starts off and this little girl kills her parents because she doesn't want to listen.
She doesn't like this.
She doesn't want to listen. They tell her to put the thing away. She says no and they crash and die. Yeah, this is a life lesson for children. So then the movie starts like that. And then she's shoved off to her auntie who doesn't want her.
Who doesn't care.
Yeah, doesn't want her so much. And she's focused on her career.
And apparently has never heard of trauma and what happens after trauma.
Yeah, she's super selfish, actually, if you think about
Incredibly
it.
Incredibly so.
Yeah. Okay, I will say this, that the movie was a little deeper than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, they actually have a lot more emotional story.
That
I thought it's just going to be a robot going like nuts.
Which the marketing did allude to. So I thought this was going to be like a fun, creepy, you know, gore fest a little bit. But it wasn't that.
Yeah. But the emotional like framework that's laid there does help with establishing the characters.
Sure.
But you wanted to get to the killing.
I want full Megan. I want fucking, you know what I mean? I wanted full blast.
Which I think we will get in the sequels eventually.
Will we though?
I think so. I think that this is an evolving series. But back to this one. Do you think Alison Williams is going to get typecast as Blumhouse horror actress? Like she's done Get Out. Where she played also a character who's like emotionally stunted and can't connect with people.
Yeah.
Now she's playing this character who, again, typical horror movie tropes, makes some really stupid choices with things.
Yeah, but she learns in this one at least.
Very late and very little.
Yeah. Which is one of my issues.
Because like her reasoning is quite stupid and selfish.
Like you could see the red flags like coming from a mile away in terms of what she was doing.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah, so little story. She develops the toys, the fur babies.
Yeah, what's
perfect pals or something?
Yes, anyway. Perfect.
Perfect pets.
Like P-U-R.
So then she's a
which
developer.
Are basically Furbies.
Yeah, but they talk and they interact and there's like AI involved.
Yeah.
And she's secretly working on this Megan prototype. Mm. And then the boss is like, you can't fucking do this, whatever. Mm. And then she gets her niece. And then she's like, oh, but I can build this thing for my niece. Yeah, I can basically test it. I have a child now. Mm. And she builds Megan for the niece and whatever. And then obviously intentions are good.
Mm.
But it evolves into violence and murder.
Yeah.
And
as they always do.
Yeah, yeah. For sure, with these things. And yeah. AI is going to kill us all.
Yeah, I mean, fuck the three laws of robotics.
Yeah.
She never heard of them.
No, did she not watch iRobot?
Exactly.
Yes. With William Smith?
Willard. Willard Smith.
Listen, Will Smith needs to do something fun again.
You didn't find Emancipation.
No, he needs... I didn't even fucking watch it. He needs to do something... Sorry, yeah. Sidetrack.
That's what the people pay for.
Yes. Yes. It's true.
She's seeing fuck all of that.
I wouldn't keep money from you. Don't worry.
Mm.
No, don't worry, baby. Don't worry. I got you.
We
you
got
want some, there's some cash in my wallet.
It's grand whiskey all time.
Double. So, overall, I mean, we've seen this kind of story before.
Mm.
Toy comes in, it's cute, whatever, and then turns murderous and stuff. But overall, it was refreshing, but I was left a little wanting.
Mm.
I wanted what they marketed to me.
It felt very PG. Like the violence, there's a lot that they cut away from. There's a lot of
they
scenes
cut away from almost anything, almost everything.
Like they don't show anyone being stabbed, actually like being stabbed. They show from high up. So they very much wanted to make this accessible, I feel. And they take away from what Megan could have been in terms of like the horror aspect of the character.
She could have been the next Chucky.
Yeah.
But she's not that.
Not based off of this, I don't think.
No.
But still, a very unique new character to the genre as things currently stand.
I mean, for what it's worth, I laughed a few times.
Mm.
There's quite a few funny moments. I did skrek, but mainly because of the volume.
Yeah.
I just thought like, if you connect the marketing to what the film actually was, my expectations weren't met.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah.
And I wanted more blood.
As a straight, as a horror movie,
mm.
the impending doom aspect, it's again a thing where you can see what's going to come, but you're along for the ride because it's fun.
Yeah.
So that was there. That's captured. The horror of the moments.
Yeah.
And like those subtle things like Megan is listening where the doll's supposed to be switched off.
Yeah.
And...
No, I love
like
that.
All of those are like captured.
Yeah,
really
the
well.
Way she looks at people, the way she the language that she uses also at times. Just like when she asked her to turn off that one time, and she's like,
"Are you sure?
Are you sure? Do you really want me to?"
And then there was a reason because she's like, "I'm busy downloading
what
you just told me to download."
So I mean, that was really well done. I think the design of the robot was amazing.
Mm.
Having a live action person, obviously, when she's not there, I saw some CGI.
Yeah.
The face and stuff, I think with the next movie, they'll up the budget and stuff. Mm. So that was really well done.
Mm.
And I enjoyed the sassiness of Megan.
And some like proper unlikable characters.
Yeah.
As well. Like
the neighbor.
The ones who like have to go.
Yeah.
The neighbor, the assistant. What's his name's assistant?
Neville.
Yeah, man. But what's that actor's name? The guy that's from the Daily Show?
Oh yeah. Chang. Ronnie Chang.
Ronnie Cheng.
But he was playing Ronnie Cheng.
He was doing Ronnie Cheng, but I'm saying like his assistant also, the one who was...
Neville.
Like, yeah, Neville.
I want you to judge the child actor.
The emotional stuff was like really intense.
Mm.
You know, the losing of parents, that whole scene where they're showing the audience.
Where they're doing the first demo for the board members.
The first demo for the board members. Yeah. Jeepers.
That was really well done.
So, so intense. Mm. And... the anger, the lashing out at the aunt for
when she clapped the aunt in the face.
This child actor was on point with those stuff.
Yeah.
And even when we have the psychologist come and explain like the attachment theory and stuff and why the child is wanting to be with Megan
all the time. Yeah.
It all ties up quite nicely. So I think that child actor is pretty good.
Okay. So no Razzie for her, you say?
No. Okay. No. Not even a nomination.
Okay, good.
No, not even short.
She was cool. I think everybody did what they're supposed to do. And yeah. I had a lot of fun with it.
And Alison Williams is that person in a horror movie who makes the stupid decisions that kind of just causes everything to happen.
Mm. But like, I mean, I did call out certain
safety protocols.
I called out certain things somewhat from the beginning.
I'll tell you in the spoilers I called like right away.
Okay, so let's rate it. What do you think?
Quiet for me.
Yeah, it was a quiet for me too.
It's a quiet.
Megan kills people, I guess.
She killed a dog.
She did kill a dog.
That's where Jenna went to bed.
No, so I put it on mute and then Abby covered her eyes, but they didn't actually show
anything. They showed nothing.
Yeah.
They just told us the dog's buried. Again, maintaining the PG-13. But the thing that I called right away is that Bruce is going to
fight Megan. Like, yeah, fight Megan. So I quote that from the beginning. I thought that Allison was going to use him, but then Abby said no to a girl, which was cool. I also like the way she identifies like the emotional looking at the micro expressions of people's faces. Like there's a lot of good ideas here.
There is a lot. And stuff that, as I told you, I think the sequels are going to be much better than this. I feel like they now put the basic idea down.
Yeah.
And now they're going to really run with things that they... Maybe they'll embrace like a higher age rating and go for the violence.
They must go for the violence.
They have to.
I am Titanic. So
do you know where I thought Megan's going to sing that? Well. When they were busy sawing her head. I was like, let us sing Titanium.
Well, but also for something, for a robot that's made of titanium, she got damaged pretty easily.
Yeah, that saw. Like when
not even the saw, like the water,
when
the dog biting
when
her.
When she headbutted Alison Williams' character, I was like, nah,
must be a dent. Yeah.
It's a stuck. I've been headbutted by someone with titanium in the head. Eh?
Is it?
No. Where would that have happened?
I thought this is your rugby days.
In my famous rugby days.
Yeah, you were a lock.
Yeah. I've got the short legs to really stand up.
Shit, do you have a picture of you in your gap?
In my heyday.
The Hottentots Holland.
Hey, bro.
Was your uniform Oranje Banje Blau?
Yeah. What in tot? It was hot and was hot.
Nas. Another rugby reference. Because he's a poeta. So, Megan, look, I hope that the sequel is Mafogan. They have to. Mm. Like with the four is the A. Mm.
Everyone got that.
Megaphone. Yeah, that one. They have to do it. It's like Bad Boys for Life.
It'll be a male doll, Mac Forden.
It's like the third Bad Boys movie.
Yeah, Bad Boys 3 Life.
Such a wasted opportunity. I look forward to this franchise. I hope they can up the blood and the gore. And I want to see Megan like fucking pull people apart.
Yes, like use all the abilities.
Yeah, but it's the top of it, man.
If you don't listen...
Like when she had her head and she's like, you ungrateful bitch. I wanted it to squeeze that head until it pops.
Wanted some Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I wanted some heavy shit. And I thought that was going to deliver on it.
Mm.
And I thought there was going to be more dancing than in that little hallway.
I also thought that was the one thing I thought from the from what had come out. I was like, oh, she's going to do a song with every kill that happens.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Like a song, a dance and a number.
Yeah, a number and a death. But they didn't do that. So I look forward to the next one.
I think it's a good basis for what will hopefully be a good franchise.
Yeah, but this is now, you look at the facts, right? This little fact is that the writer for the film said the original body count was much higher and the film being much gorier.
Was that James Wan?
No, Akela Cooper.
Okay.
She hopes that the film eventually will have an unrated cut.
You have to.
Yeah.
You must.
And it was originally shot as an R-rated movie until the producers noticed while editing that it was close enough to PG-13.
That they could now.
So then they reshot certain scenes.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing.
Yeah. I think, again, it's about money. Then you're going to make it PG-13.
Yeah.
But for a horror movie and for something like this, embrace it and up the violence.
Yeah.
And let Megan go absolutely mad, because then it becomes an iconic horror character as opposed to a...
Yeah.
I wonder what could have been.
Yeah. Only 7 people, counting the dog.
Of which, how many were actually like on
That's
screen?
That's way too little.
Like on screen, like that you saw. The boy shouldn't even count.
Yeah. She should have killed in a whole room of people when she was coming down out of the elevator.
Yeah. Just like have nails flying out.
Because it was cool when she got damaged and then she moved. So that was just. Anyway. It is what it is. I wouldn't even classify this as a horror film.
Really.
I just say like a
it's a thriller.
Yeah, thriller, sci-fi, stabby robot.
Sci-fi thriller.
Sci-fi robot stabby thriller.
Yeah.
Lekker. Okay. Are there any shout outs, Jody?
Why don't you tell me, Ross, if there are any shout outs for a change?
Because it's not my job.
Oh, well, in that case, no.
Alton, do you have a shout out?
No.
We can shout you out because you actually came through.
Mm.
You made it.
Alton Duck.
Mm. Middle name Duck.
Alton Duck Dick.
We call him Ed.
No, your middle name is Johannes, no?
Theodore.
No.
Thir- Trompy.
Thirled.
Go on to his MySpace quickly.
Yeah, I'm live.
We can see the questions.
Did you just say go on to his MySpace?
His middle name was on his MySpace. He's got that whole first Kanye album Facebook playing there on the feed.
But don't forget 857 Inc. on Instagram. Check that shit out. There might not be that much stock left at this moment, but Alton is always creating. He's always loving the brand, loving his life.
Yeah, and it's his brand. Mm. It's his thing. It's dope. Mm. Go out and support.
Yeah, colored owned.
Yeah.
Skangaga.
CEE.
Makassa time. Is that, what is something that they used to say in Makassa? Oh, your mad dog. Cool. If someone wanted to find us, Jody, how would they find us?
They'd find us also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, Bicycle Browser Podcast. And they can find right to us, bicyclebrowser@gmail.com.
That's right. Everyone, be nice. Don't be scared. Mm. Stay safe. Safe, Jody.
Safe for us.